GCWCQ. What is she talking about?
Hey, girl.
Hey, what is a GCWCQ? Is that like a vitamin I should be taking right now?
Girl, can we chat quick?
Ow!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Girl, can we chat quick? A Z1029 podcast with Destiny and Taylor.
So, Destiny, it's been a couple of weeks of you being engaged.
Whoop, whoop.
Here comes the bride.
Oh, dressed in a bikini, probably.
So it's settled down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, talk me through, like, the initial, like, high of being engaged. Just kind of settled down a little bit. I'm sure, especially with social media, like,
yeah,
once you post it, everybody and their dog knows about it.
That's true.
What has that been like now that you're, like, you've accepted and you're now working to, like, planning, maybe not? No, she's not.
No. You know what's funny is that I did not, I guess, growing up, you always wanted, you imagined, I mean, as soon as you were little, you saw Cinderella, you saw all those rom-coms growing up, the perfect relationship, the perfect marriage. And I always told myself I wanted a big wedding and I just wanted to get married really, really young.
Mm-hmm.
And then my boyfriend finally got down on one knee and he asked me to marry him, and I did not know what was going to hit me immediately after that. Because right then and there, I was like crying. I was so excited. I was like, yes, finally.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stuck with you forever and ever. But I didn't understand how much pressure and how much planning is going to come right immediately after.
Which is so funny because it's like, we've talked about before the pressure of you going home for holidays and people are like, when's it going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like a whole new type of pressure.
Yes. And so he proposed on Christmas Eve. Within 20 minutes of him getting down on one knee, we end up going to his family's Christmas.
Oh, man.
Immediately when we walk in the door, it was, when's the date? I don't know. I don't even know what color my underwear is right now, let alone
still wiping my mascara.
I don't even know what day of the week it is, okay? I don't know when this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So that like made me freak out a little bit because I was like, whoa, I have to figure out a date. Whoa, there's a pandemic happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, what do I do? And then we were at Christmas and we're opening presents and his sister got these lovely, beautiful plates.
Hmm.
And she was so excited. She's like, oh, I've been wanting these forever. They were on my wedding registry and I'm finally getting them. And then it hit me.
You got to make one of those.
I got to make one of those. I got to figure out what we need, but we don't need anything. We have everything. We've been together for like 4 years. I started panicking about that. Oh my God. I was so overwhelmed after Christmas that I went home that night and I started looking up, like, I started Googling. You know when you like get sick and you're like, what do I have? And WebMD, is that what it is?
WebMD.
Thank you. I just blanked for a second there. It's always like, you're dying.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I went to Google, which is probably a mistake right there, because then it started telling me all these things I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly thought the very first thing you would do would be just enjoy the engagement. I really thought that's what the list were going to tell me.
Right.
Because that's always what I've wanted to do, was just to enjoy it. And no, it was like, you need to figure out a venue. Then you need to figure out a dress. You need to figure out a date. You need to. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I haven't done any planning. If I'm going to be honest with you, I have done nothing.
Right. Because you're not in a rush.
No. I have an idea of who I think I might want as my bridesmaids, but I'm kind of going to wait on that for a little bit. I do know I want a destination wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you where that's happening. I have no idea. I have no idea when it's going to happen. I don't think 2022. I just don't think this is the year.
Right.
Maybe next year. We'll see. I'm just overwhelmed because I wanted to get engaged and I wanted to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I want to take time for him and I to really just grow our partnership even more.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I thought that I wanted to do was take a vacation together.
Yeah,
really,
why
just
not?
It's kind of like the honeymoon before the honeymoon. It's the engagement honeymoon. That's what I wanted to do.
Like actually celebrate.
Yes. And I want to sit down and talk about our priorities too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to look at things in our house. What can we get rid of now that we're going to be together forever and ever? You've got a blender. I got one. We don't need two of them anymore. We got to get through all that crap. And then I would also like to talk about, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? How many kids would you like? How many kids do I want? We've kind of talked about it, but maybe your priorities have changed now that you put a ring on it.
Right.
Not, oh, where should I get my dress from and where should the venue be? I feel overwhelmed. And even every single day, people ask me, when is the date?
Yeah.
And it's just, I know that's like, I guess maybe the only question you can think to ask me, but can we make it okay and normal to not ask people that?
Right. Well, it's like, I feel like just listening to you talk about it, you're thinking more long term almost.
Yes.
Because you're not, I know some people get in a rush, like after they're engaged, they're like, let's do it. Let's get married. We're ready to have kids. Like, mm-hmm. boom, boom, boom. But from your perspective, you want to like lay out, you're a planner.
Yes.
I know this about you. Mm-hmm. You're a planner. You want to set out like, what is the rest of our life going to look like?
Yes.
And then we can get to the fun stuff.
Yes.
Which makes sense to me. And I feel like you're young enough that like, why not take a year even to plan it, have it exactly how you want it, but like feel secure in your engagement. I think that's like a cool different thing.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I love my boyfriend. I know that I want to spend the rest
fiance.
Of my...
Fiance.
Oh, fiance. Oh, man. I should slap myself every time I say that.
I really did.
I really did. I need to stop saying boyfriend. Okay, so my fiance, I truly do love him, okay? At the end of the day, I want to spend the rest of my life with him. He's my best friend. He's my partner. But I will tell you this. I got home after his family's Christmas, and then I was like, am I too young to get married? I started panicking. Okay, again, I'm thinking about all these dumb things. Like, do I have the money for this? You know, I start thinking about all the little details because I have anxiety and just everything was up, like skyrocketed. And I started thinking, I'm like, man, am I too young? I am 20. I'm going to be 27 in February, but is that too young? No, that's not too young. That's probably too old. Who knows? So I started panicking. I turn to my boyfriend and I go, do you think I'm too young to get married? He goes, babe, you are old, okay? Your back acts like you're 50. You are way too, you're too old. Like, don't even think that.
Yeah.
So he's definitely calmed me down. But I think we always get frustrated where people are like, when are you going to have kids? And when are you going to get in a relationship? And now when you're engaged, I had no idea that everybody was going to be like, when is it going to happen? And am I invited?
Oh, that's a big
one. That's another thing. How do you tell people no, they're not invited?
I have heard people say before that it's like, that is the most awkward part, especially if you're not thinking of having, like, I can't even imagine if I was trying to make an invite list for my wedding at this point in my life. Because once you, like, let certain people in, then it's like, oh, I got to let this whole group of friends in that I knew in fifth grade. Like, that gives me anxiety for you.
Yes.
Because it's awkward and, like.
But here's the thing. I'm doing it. I think we're pretty set in stone that we want to do a destination wedding. So, no, not everybody's going to be invited.
Well, and that's, like, a great thing because it's, like, if you want to fly.
Yeah, you want to pay $800 for a flight there?
Come on down
to the Bahamas, Hawaii, wherever I'm going. I don't know.
So I am asking you questions like, you know, because I absolutely don't know anything. So besides like planning the wedding, obviously you haven't really started doing that.
I've got nothing.
We're holding off on that for a
little bit. The only thing I could tell you, it's a possible it's going to be a destination wedding. That's the only thing I've got.
Right. But what else has like popped up? Because I know you're a big advocate of prenups, that type of stuff. What is like the other behind, like teach me.
So we have talked about our prenup. We've already talked about the ring. That was something that was discussed right within the first couple of days. I said, are we still doing a prenup? That's what we discussed beforehand. He agreed. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And he's like, but what about the ring? And I said, you know what? If something happens, this ring is yours because you paid for it. I did not.
Yeah.
So yes, you can have it back. Sell it on the market. I don't care. Get your money back, bro. Like, so that's in our prenup. Yes, that he will also get the ring, which I know some people are like, whoa, why would you do that? But it's me. I'm going to do what I want to do. The other thing that I did not know you had to do, I thought you just got a ring and you walked out the store.
So did I.
That's what I thought. No, you got to get an appraisal for it. And then you've got to put it on your insurance.
What?
Yes.
You got ring insurance?
Yeah. Well, you got to do it. So basically, my boyfriend got the appraisal. It tells you how much the ring is.
Okay.
Right? And then he's got to go put it on his homeowner's insurance. So if something happens, then cover it.
I did not know that was a thing.
I had no idea.
How did you find out? Because he knew or what?
Well, because he was like, we got to go to the jewelry store. And I was like, why? My ring's fine. Don't take it back. I don't want another one.
Change his mind.
That's when I was nervous. I was like, are you having cold feet already? We've only been engaged for 2 days, bro. But no, he's like, we have to get paperwork. I'm like, what? The receipt? Can't they just email that to you? I can give them the email right now. He goes, no, we have to get the appraisal. This is when he had to give me the whole spiel about this, which I had no idea. But yes, you have to go. You have to get the paperwork that says, like, this is how what cut, what, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
How much is it worth? And now he's got to go take it and put it on his homeowner's insurance.
The ring is part of the home.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never known that.
I did not know that. And they never teach you that kind of stuff.
No. Someone.
I also kind of thought you went in. You said, I want that one, and you walked out with the ring. No. He also had to pick, like, the diamond
okay.
in itself, then the band, and then it took, like, 2 weeks for them to put it together.
I didn't know that either.
That is not what my rom-com's been telling me. They told me you get in, you get the hell out.
They just walk in, and then they walk out with one.
Like, nobody tells you all that stuff.
Oh, it's way harder than anybody ever explained it to me.
No wonder the dude took 4 years to finally get down on one knee. There's all this work you gotta do.
Who knew?
I just thought he was just concerned and didn't think we could last that long. No, he probably just didn't want to deal with paperwork. That's the kind of person he is.
He's been planning.
Girl, can we chat quick with Destiny and Taylor?
We definitely have wedding on the mind right now. Not only was I just talking about it, but also this Sunday is our Z1 at 2.9 wedding show at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Complex in downtown Cedar Rapids.
That is, in fact, a plug.
Plug!
We're plugging it. Mm-hmm. You can still get registered mm-hmm. at weddingdaya.com. Join us for it. And after the fact, if you're listening after Sunday, January 9th, that website's still going to be live.
Yeah.
You can still use it as a resource to find all your vendors, see what's available to you in the area.
Yes. And now that we made the bosses happy, because they would have been mad if we didn't say that.
Right.
I think it's time we finally talk to Lady J, because Lady J, you've been working for Z1 at 2.9 for quite some time, but just recently, you told Taylor and I a little secret, something you've been working on for a couple weeks now. What did you just do?
I don't know. Did you just say I'm old?
Let's go back a little bit. Yes, I kind of did, now that I think about it.
I'm glad you didn't throw out the years. Holy cow.
I kind of did, now that I think about it. My bad.
Okay, so I did tell you a secret, because I told you the secret before I actually did this thing.
We were in on the juice.
Yeah, we were in. Yeah, it was totally juicy. No, it wasn't. The secret was, and I think if you were listening on New Year's Eve, I did mention it, but I proposed to my husband to renew our vows.
Now, you said husband, so you guys are already married.
Yes, we...
How long have you been married? Do you want to say that?
I didn't want to say that because...
Because she's old. No,
because
I'm just kidding.
Then I'm like, okay, fine. I will just give you the date, and then everybody that's terrible at math won't know.
Oh, good.
But we got married in 1997.
1997?
Okay. I hate to tell you, I was born that year.
Okay, I'm done.
I was 2 years old during that year.
Headphones down. I'm done. I'm out of here. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
It's all love.
Well, the biggest song that year was Men in Black. So there
See,
you go.
I know that, though.
You should know that. All right. So, yes, we've been married. And I have to say that I haven't worn a wedding ring for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So I had lost my diamond. And it was so 90s. It was a marquee diamond. Marquee was so late 90s.
Yeah.
But I was putting up at the Christmas tree 1 year, and I looked down. It was gone. And then I just took the ring off and never put one back on.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I don't know, over the years, there's probably been some reasoning why I didn't put one back on. I could probably talk to your fiance about that, Destiny.
He is a therapist.
But, you know, the last couple of years have just been, I think, rough for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, my husband has always kind of hinted around the fact that I don't wear a wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't make a big deal about it, but he does mention it on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of thinking, what can I do this year to make things better? You know, not better per se, but just to surprise him.
Mm-hmm.
So I went online and I bought us matching bands.
That's cool.
Which was very cool. You know, and I went and talked to some great local people and all that, and they gave me some great resources where I could go and, you know, create my own. And then I put our original wedding date engraved inside of it.
That's cool.
Which was very cool. And then it was all like, how am I going to do it?
Yeah.
You know, and then the people that I did tell right away, they're like, oh, you should do this. You should do mm-hmm. that. It should be special. It should be a big surprise, blah, blah, blah. And then the whole household got sick over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, here I've been having these rings sitting in my house for weeks trying to prep for this. And I'm like, you know what? I just got to find the right time to do it. And the hubby was really sick. We didn't get to do Christmas Eve at his parents. It's been a tradition for years. He couldn't come over to my parents' house because he was sick. So we're sitting on Christmas Eve. We're just watching a movie. He's pretty down on himself, feeling really bad for himself. So I just walked in, grabbed the rings, walked out, got on my knee and asked him.
Aww.
And I don't want to throw him under the bus, but he cried.
Aww. Aww, even better.
I win.
It's like every rom-com you've ever seen.
Good. Yeah, it was a total rom-com. Yeah, we had Starship Troopers on the TV.
Oh, so you.
Yeah, and I was maybe a couple beers in. I don't know.
Who knows if you even remember it correctly.
Yeah, no, honestly, I don't know. I'm just kidding. but it was very us. You know, we didn't need to have some big like production. That's not us. We're simple. We're simple folk.
So I got several questions. So I want to first start with why now? Why did you think this was like the right moment to like, I don't know, renew your vows, like get married again? Was it the year? Did you guys go through something?
Well, that's probably where I need to talk to your fiance about. No, I mean, it's just been, you know, I personally think I'm going through a midlife crisis.
And apparently, story of my life.
Apparently, I read today that I should go skateboarding, but I'm not doing that. but no, it is. The last couple of years have just been rough because, you know, I think everybody's felt that way.
Yeah.
We've gotten to a point where here we are spending so much time together. And then we work separate shifts. So then there's points where we don't spend any time together. Mm-hmm. Like he works the weekend and then doesn't. And then I'm home alone, and you know, the kiddo, she's getting older and she's doing her own thing. So here I'm just alone with the dogs. And I'm like, granted, I love my dogs, but I just, you know, I kind of got lonely. And I'm like, you know, we were going through some stuff. And I figured it's time to show him that I'm committed.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. I think that there was a point, maybe that's why I wasn't wearing my ring, because I didn't want to fully commit, even though we were married. It wasn't like I was going to like run off with anybody else. It was just a weird thing. It was just me being me.
Right.
So like, I didn't want to lose my individuality being me. And I feel like maybe that's why I wasn't wearing the ring.
But this is definitely going to spark the relationship again and add like a new chapter that I think you guys didn't know you needed that it will be perfect for.
And we had been trying that. Like, we took a weekend and we went just the two of us and, you know, stayed a night at a casino and had just a night for ourselves. But then it still wasn't, you know, he's off doing this and I'm off doing that. So mm-hmm. it still wasn't us together. So it's just like, I felt like I just needed to show him that I was in it.
Yes.
You know, even after all these years, I'm still in it.
Mm-hmm. And so, I feel like that's like a normal thing that a lot of people, I mean, obviously I'm not married or anywhere close. Let's make that clear. But when you think about marriage, it's like, okay, we have this whole life ahead together. Your first, 5-10 years maybe are like the honeymoon phase where you're excited, you're buying a house, you're building your life, having kids. And then you kind of, I don't want to say hit a slump, but I'm sure it's normal for everybody that you hit this point in life where it's like, oh,
where's the romance? Like,
are we settling? Like, what is this? I'm bored, maybe even. So it's cool that you're like taking these past couple years that have been rough for everybody and now like re-sparking it and mm-hmm. renewing what you started out as.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it was. And I think a lot had to do, not that it's a bad thing to have kids, but once you do have kids, your focus goes on them.
Yeah.
You know, and you are fully focused on them. And sometimes you forget, oh, hey, here's this person that, you mm-hmm. know, I fell in love with. They're the reason I have this, you know, wonderful child or children. But then you kind of forget about that, you know, that spark. And that's exactly what it is. It was just like, you know, marriage is a work and it's a work mm-hmm. in progress. I mean, you have to work at it.
Yeah.
And I think it was easily put, it just got to a point where I felt like we were just two people occupying a space in the house. Like, we're roommates. Mm-hmm. We're buddies, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that's not, you know.
Not what I signed up for.
That's not what I signed up for, you know? And I like that. I like that I have that person that, you know, I can laugh at and show them, inappropriate stuff and they laugh and then, you know,
all your memes.
All my memes. Yeah. Yeah. We're meme gods, you know, and we have this point where we're like king of the couch because if we come up with the best meme, then we're king of the couch.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what like roommates do. So, yeah, it just had, I just want to add a little bit of spark. And I know that he would have not in a million years thought that I would do something like that. So
which
I wanted to really
shocked him. I'm
it
sure
it was really shocking. It was so funny because I had to try and figure out what his ring size was.
Oh.
So I totally, I've been, I'm old. I've been doing crafts at home. And I was like, my sister wants me to like do this ring thing. So you guys have about the same size hands. So can I measure your finger or whatever?
Oh,
so,
nice.
And I had to do it like 3 or 4 times. So I'm like, he's totally going to figure it out, but he didn't. But then of course I totally screwed up and now we have to send them back to get them resized.
Oh man.
Just one size. I went up to like a half size too much, but yeah, they're just simple bands. But I like them. I'm actually wearing it today.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird too. It feels so weird.
So I just recently got engaged. Now, you guys have been married for quite some time. So what is some advice that you have for somebody like me who's just getting into it? Do you have any advice? Because I could use it.
Oh, gosh. Advice. Well, you've
should I try to win every fight?
You know what's funny is that was one thing we never did was we never really like
fought.
Like
yeah.
Drug out. Fights, you know,
yeah.
We bicker a lot, mm-hmm. you know, but there's never been like fights.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't try to win the fight. And you know what I've learned is if you're sad, like don't go to bed and cry by yourself or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, try to talk through this stuff. Like everybody says, don't go to bed mad. Well, don't go to bed sad.
That's true.
You know, don't do that. Like, that's probably, I hate to admit that, but that's been me a few times here in the last few months. It's like, I just will be so down that I'll just go to bed and cry by myself. And don't do that because it's miserable. And then I tell him, hey, I did that. And he goes, no, you need to come downstairs and just sit with me. He goes, mm-hmm. if we don't talk, nothing, if you just sit, that's good. He goes, he's there for that support and that comfort.
I love that.
So yeah, don't go to bed sad because it is. It just makes it worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't try to win the fight.
Oh, darn it.
Don't always try to be right.
I do look up to you because I had, you know, we'd been dating for 4 years before he finally got down on one knee. And I was thinking if he wasn't going to do it this year, I was going to do it. But there's that, I don't know, is it a stereotype where girls can't get down on one knee for their guys? Because that's just wrong.
Yeah.
What people say. But you did that. So like, what would you say to all those people who are like, oh, you can't do that?
No, you totally do that. I feel like, yeah, and I feel like it's kind of been that way. But then mm-hmm. It was so funny. I rewatched the show Friends like last year, and I didn't realize Monica got down on one knee and asked Chandler to marry her.
Oh, remember that? I didn't know that.
So yeah, she did.
I love that kind of broke that stigma. But yeah, I mean, no, I don't feel like it matters. You know, I mean, if you're comfortable in your relationship, you should know the right thing to do. I mean, I wouldn't say right thing to do. You'll just know that it's the thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I wouldn't look up to me. I was afraid that if I got down on one knee, I wasn't going to be able to get back up. Because again, old.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Girl, can we chat quick? A Z102.9 podcast with Destiny and Taylor. Subscribe on KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app so you never miss an episode.